knock on our door.
Knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Thanks for knocking on our door, and welcome to the Regal Beagle podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we will review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me today, as every day we talk about Three's Company, is my cousin Cameron. Cameron, how are you doing today? It's a wonderful day.
It's a great day.
Sorry, I didn't finish the sentence.
Okay.
To talk about Three's Company.
Yeah, much loved? I don't know. Have you been saying that every time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did I? Yeah, it's part of the intro.
All right. Anyways.
Much loved television sitcom, Three's Company, yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's got to be loved. It ran for 8 seasons.
A lot of things ran for eight seasons.
Not these days. The Office? No.
9 seasons, The Office.
I'm talking about the real Office. I'm talking about Ricky Gervais.
Okay, so one
The
season.
Blueprint. Yeah. The funny Office. I haven't seen an episode of The American Office, by the way.
Wow.
Because I saw the BBC version first, and I don't think anything can top it.
British is not always better.
My tastes are a little more sophisticated.
Okay.
This is an American sitcom we're talking about,
right,
the podcast,
right.
But it's based on an English sitcom.
But you like this better than the original, than the British version, right?
Well, okay, wait, how am I going to answer this? Yes, but because I need to maintain that sophisticated sense of humor, I'm going to say no.
Well played.
Thank you. Okay, so here we are. Season 2, Episode 2, Jack Looks for a Job. It aired September 20th, 1977, directed by Bill Tobin, written by Don Nickel, Michael Ross, and Bernie West. We have the original three again. Sorry, did I say Tobin? I meant Hobbin. Hobbin directed 31 episodes in the first 2 seasons. And the writers, Don Nickel, he wrote 41 Three's Company episodes and pretty much all of the Ropers episodes. And Mickey Ross was also a producer of Three's Company and Three's the Crowd and the Ropers. And here they are, the Magic Dream Team, writing this episode together. So in this episode, Jack needs money to pay the rent, which was an ongoing problem for the first few seasons because it mirrored everyday life of people their age making the rent. So he tried a few jobs. One, he poses nude for, strangely enough, a women's magazine called Living Love. And I didn't really know that there was actually women's magazines that, you know, kind of were pornographic. I mean, there's Playgirl, or there was Playgirl, but that whole kind of market never took off like it did for the men's magazines. But anyways, he tried his hand at posing nude. And then he tried selling encyclopedias with John Fiedler as the encyclopedia guy, Morris Morris, I believe. So John Fiedler is best known as Mr. Emil Peterson on the Bob Newhart Show, if anyone knows that. And, of course, if his voice is familiar, it's because he was Piglet for the entire run of the Winnie the Pooh cartoon series, all the way up to his death, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why when you see him, you're like, why? For me, when I was a kid, I was like, why do I? That voice is so familiar, and it's because it was Piglet.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think of this episode? You must have loved it because there was sex and nudity kind of suggested.
Suggestive. I had a lot of hope at the very start of the episode, right? Because I'm watching these on DVD, so I could see the title card. I know what it's called beforehand. Jack looks for a job.
Right.
Right. And I'm like, oh, great. Finally, because I feel like up until now, I just felt so claustrophobic watching it because I'm in their apartment or I'm in Roper's apartment.
Oh, good point. Good point. New
maybe
scenes.
Maybe I'm in the Regal Beagle, which is a little bit of a breath of fresh air.
Breath, yeah.
You know what I mean? Otherwise, I'm just back in the apartment.
Right.
Maybe I'll get a shot of the kitchen every once in a while.
Right.
And there's a lot of space there. I mean, one of my favorite Seinfeld episodes was in the Chinese restaurant where they don't go anywhere.
Right.
Right. But it's just like so brilliantly done, right? But with this, it's just, there's not enough to hold me. So with the fact that I'm like, Jack's looking for a job, he's going places, we're going to find some new scenes, but I just couldn't hold my attention. This, like...
Were you just like, I don't understand what encyclopedias, people bought these things? You know, like,
not even the Wikipedia age aspect. I don't know. I just felt there was so much potential. Like Jack, like he's such
encyclopedias. It sounds like Wikipedia.
But he's such a physical comedian, right? At least up until now. I was hoping for more out of this. You know what I mean? His posing scene, right? There was just so much space to play there, but it was just like. It was just like a couple nudie jokes.
To his credit, John Ritter was still trying to find this character he was playing, Jack Tripper. So I'm sure if this same episode was introduced maybe two seasons later, you would have gotten a different performance from Ritter. But and I think it was pretty risque for them to introduce a women's sex magazine in the storyline, which wasn't really a thing that kind of took off, and yet they kind of tried to wedge it in there as part of the storyline. I thought that was kind of interesting.
What really stuck out to me too about this particular episode was that in and amongst that, which I even, you know, just watching now was thinking, wow, I'm surprised they broached that topic, was a scene in that same episode where Mr. Roper was in the apartment with Jack. I forget the context. I think he might have been fixing something. Classic Roper excuse to be up there, right? And he, he was very vigorously refusing to be alone in the apartment with Jack.
Yeah, it's part of this homophobic theme that runs throughout the series.
It just felt more so than usual, and it was just eliciting like riotous laughter. So like I was trying to find the funny, as it were.
This podcast should be renamed, or the subheading should be trying to find the funny.
Yeah.
But listen, they had some great lines. There's a one part where he's posing for the women's sex magazine, and the photographer goes, "Naked is dirty, nude is art." I thought that was a very, very groundbreaking, funny line for the time, because... you know, they wouldn't even dare say stuff like that in 1977. Seriously, this is just how rigid, you know, network comedy was and still is to this day, you know, relative to the times. But, you know, that's how, and so put that in context as to, you know, how groundbreaking Three's Company was. Just even to have a line like that in the script was for the times, it was... you know, risque. And then he's posing naked on TV in the storyline. Totally risque. So you put everything in context, and it's quite interesting. Seeing it now, it's like, well, you know, we have TV shows that have scenes with three ways, you know, it's like, it's not a big deal. And, you know, all kinds of crazy scenes and strip joints and The Sopranos and God knows what else. So, when you think of it that way, it's kind of risque.
I mean, maybe I'm just, I feel like I've been watching these, you know, watching them too hard, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
you can't watch them too hard. This is fluff.
With like your, you know what I mean? Sort of like overarching like greatness of this show. And there's this like, this quintessential thing that this show has that just makes it your, right? So I'm like every moment I'm looking for.
You are sucking this show like a lollipop.
Yeah.
And I'm eating this show like cotton candy.
Yeah.
It's disappearing in my mouth. And you're still sucking on it, trying to get some sort of nub of what this is about. And I'm already moving on. I'm on to episode 3.
Okay.